Recruiting new people into your organization is rewarding and fun. Knowing what to say to help others make the decision to join you is tantamount to recruiting a large and productive downline. As we begin to talk about the last two steps of a recruiting interview, I want to take a brief moment to remind you of the five steps of an effective recruit interview. A complete interview uses all five steps. What are the five steps of a successful interview? The first step is to create comfort. Second is to connect with the needs of your candidate. Ask a lot of questions. The third step is to customize your earning opportunity and to show your candidate, your prospect, how it fits into her life. Fourth is to handle objections she might have. The fifth step is to close. Those five steps, used consistently to interview people to join your organization, will lead you to more people, more sales, and more income. Throughout the years, I've had so many people tell me, "Dana, I really have a hard time handling objections. What do you say if she says she's too busy?" I often hear, "You know, Dana, I'm really good at customizing the opportunity, but then I just kind of leave it hanging out there and I really don't get a yes or a no." More often, I've had consultants and managers tell me, "I'm telling everybody about the opportunity, but I forget to close." Handling objections and closing are integrally connected. Used apart, they're just elements of a five-step interview, but used together, they make magic. It's important for you to have lots of tools at your disposal as you close, because if you always say the same thing, you're really not adapting to that particular individual, and your recruiting is going to show, or should I say, your lack of recruiting is going to show. I want to spend a little time with you today talking about closes and different kinds of closes, but I want to highlight some of the ones that people think are the most important and the most effective. First is the assumed close. Clearly, this is when you assume she's going to do it unless she tells you no. You proceed forward, taking her to the next step until she says, "Whoa, whoa, slow down." I remember interviewing Robin with the assumed close. I assumed Robin was going to start. So I said, "You know, Robin, when you see yourself selling, how do you feel about it? Does it make you excited?" "Yes, I can see that too. What do you think Bob, your husband's going to say about it?" "I know, I think he'll love it too." "I just know, Robin, that you're going to be great. When do you want to do your first party?" The value of an assumed close is that it's used most of the time to give you a simple, comfortable way to end the interview and get a commitment without ever having to ask a yes or a no, will you or won't you question. Hopefully, you've answered the questions or concerns for the prospect before that point in the interview. However, if questions or objections arise, you need to be prepared.